This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. There's been a brewing controversy over bus advertising in Jefferson Parish, and recently our guest, Jennifer Van Ranken, councilwoman at large, reached out to a number of community groups saying that there was something wrong with the process, the fix was in, the taxpayers were going to pay the price, and that there was the process was rotten in many ways, and the administration feels otherwise. And we had Cynthia Lee Shang, the parish president, on the show yesterday, and I promised to have Jennifer on today. And Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Noel, and I appreciate it. I listened to our parish president yesterday, and first and foremost to me, let me just say I respect our parish president. I've voted for her every time. I've worked with her, and I respect all of my council colleagues. But still, I'm really concerned about the process I just saw unfold. I think it's off track, and I think we need to all work together to fix it.
So you say that the fix was in, that this is not a fair deal, that there was a poison pill, and
yes,
there were a lot of things that were going on. The interesting thing about this, and I was looking at the series of events, is that you brought forward a motion to the council to grant the contract to Fuel, and you received a unanimous vote in favor of your resolution. So at that point, everything was hunky-dory?
No. So, look, you're intelligent. Your listeners are intelligent. Let me just quickly walk you through the process, and then you tell me if you see anything to be concerned about. So this process started not from our office, but from the transit department and the administration. They put out a public request for companies to do our bus advertising and bring us revenue. We haven't put this out for competition since 2016, so it was time we did. So two companies respond. One company offers Jefferson Parish $11,000 in revenue per month. The other offers almost $21,000 in revenue a month. So when it comes to me to make a selection, I was given the instruction that I could only choose the company offering less money, $11,000. That didn't make any sense to me. So I sent it back to the parish attorney and said, will you look at this and make sure this is correct? Because I don't understand why the company giving us more money wouldn't have gotten the higher score. Sure enough, the parish attorney looked at it, admitted that there had been a mistake in the scoring, and that the company that offered us more money should have gotten a perfect 100 score on the cost proposal, and they had not. They'd been given a low score, so low it knocked them out of the process. So that was my
first
red flag.
Let's stop right there. At that point in time that there was a problem going on here, that the fix was in?
No, I didn't at that time. I thought maybe it was a mistake.
So how do you characterize it? You say maybe it was a mistake. And I just want to point out, your stepson
I thought it was a mistake
made the,
then.
Your stepson made the same mistake. He's a fine lawyer. I know him to be a quality individual. He made the same mistake that his fellow committee members made, and he is a representative of the Budget and Finance Office of the Jefferson Parish Council.
So at that point, there's no issue.
The parish attorney admits that there was a mistake, corrects it, rescores it, and then what happens?
That's where we all selected Fuel. The entire council selected the company that offered us the most money for taxpayers. So up to that point, there was just a mistake in a scoring. So then it goes to contracting. And normally what happens in contracting is whatever we said publicly we were asking for, that gets put on paper and moves forward for contract ratification. That's not what happened here. All of a sudden,
well, what did
the
What did the RFP? What's important is what the RFP said, not what y'all said in the council meeting, because what is advertised is what you are legally bound to in the evaluation of the bid. So what did the bid document actually what did the bid document actually provide for that you say they acted contrary to?
So the bid document did not specify how many of our larger buses could be wrapped, and that was not in there. So you can't at
So what do you mean larger? What do you mean larger? Yeah. Larger buses. So what do you mean?
We have several different kinds of buses in our fleet. We have small paratransit buses. We have larger, like 40-foot buses. As it comes to the 40-foot buses where we can get the most money for the ads, it didn't speak definitively to wrapping those buses and making money. And we do have those buses wrapped right now out on the street. So it didn't say anything about that not being allowed. But here's what happens. When the company gets the contract, it says you're only going to be able to put those most lucrative ads on 12 of the big buses, 25%. That was not in our RFP, Newell, and you're right. So where is this restriction tying the company's hands to using only 12 buses for our most lucrative ads coming from when it wasn't in the RFP? And then add to
the administration and others say that that's the industry average.
About
25% of the fleet is typically what's wrapped.
I have heard otherwise, but you're correct. We have to go back to the RFP, and it's not in there. So now you've got a contract with a restriction that
when it's not in there, it can be negotiated, and you can negotiate from that point forward. So it's not as though. That in and of itself was a poison pill. So what you have alleged is that there's no one individual that can accomplish what you are alleging here. And I heard you say on Tommy yesterday, you're not attacking your peers or any of the members of the administration as being corrupt or dirty or otherwise. Correct. You're attacking the process, but the process is an inanimate object. And the only way that the process works is by the people. So you are alleging that there is a conspiracy amongst a number of folks to create this scenario that you're articulating. So who are these people?
Let me give you one more example, because this is another thing I suspected. Once we then heard that maybe they're at an impasse because the company was hesitant to sign this deal with this restriction, I suspected there would be a new RFP. And you know very well as a lawyer, if we put out a new RFP, then we certainly are bound not to exclude anyone unfairly by crafting the new RFP to exclude competition. And you know what I got the night before the council meeting? A new RFP drafted to kick Fuel out of any future response to an RFP. Does that sound right?
And that was actually articulated how?
From the administration. In writing.
In the RFQ itself. And for what grounds?
In the new proposed RFP, it said It upped the years of experience beyond those that Fuel has, and it put in other criteria that I asked on the record, the company offering us more money, the head was at our meeting, I said, would this RFP, if we move forward and put this new RFP out, would you be able to respond? And she said no. And that's illegal. We cannot craft a public solicitation to exclude companies and to drive a particular result. And that's what I contacted the AG about, because we're on illegal ground if we are crafting an RFP to get a certain result. So it was no one thing, and that's why I can't point the finger at any one individual and have never. But I damn sure am concerned about this process when now we have a contract with the company offering us less money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
So, your inquiry went to the administration, to the parish attorney about that provision, or no?
I spoke to everyone. I put things in writing. I documented.
And what was the parish attorney's response to your question about the exclusion of Fuel from being able to bid again?
We didn't get there because I asked it on the record in the council meeting Wednesday, because that had only come after hours the night before. So she heard the acknowledgement from the company saying, no, ma'am, we would not be able to compete if you put that out. So they then said they had sent a new updated document at 9:15 that morning, which literally, Noel, I read at my desk at the council meeting. So, and you know what? That's why I did not put this on the agenda. So when they say I refused to, it was not fully baked. I did not want to have this discussion in public because I think it looks bad for our parish and our officials. That's why I didn't move it forward. And my colleagues, unfortunately, and I've told them I'm disappointed in this, moved it forward without me. And I didn't think that served any of us well, because this should have been continued discussion behind the scenes, respectfully with our lawyers, who are fabulous, and respectfully with the company offering to do business here and give us nearly 81% more revenue.
But in the end, you decided, and ultimately those documents were corrected. I mean, you know, I guess part of my problem in even conducting this interview, Jennifer, is that I've gone through this process with the parish. I know all of the checks and the balances. I've been involved where there were mistakes made. My own office used to do the same thing, and we would make mistakes, and we would go correct it. What's extremely out of the ordinary here is that we would just go to shock and awe and start encouraging community groups and others and going to the AG without having a collective meeting and remediating anything or any potential. And it seems as though the document was corrected, the observations were made, the documents were corrected, and the appropriate remediation was articulated to the council on the day of the council. And, you know, I've been down that path many times.
Yeah. What I will say,
and actually, I've been in a controversy with you as a council member before over a procurement process when I was sheriff. And, you know, the reality is that you work these things out before you go scorched earth out there making, making an allegation that things are rotten and that people are corrupt and this and that. And,
so,
you know, and the fact of the matter is, and let me finish and then come back saying, no, I'm talking about the process. Well, no, you're talking about a conspiracy because the process doesn't work without a group of individuals involved in this. And I doubt very seriously, knowing your son-in-law, who represents the body mm-hmm. that you sit on, that that he would participate in that. I don't think so. I don't even know who else is on the committee, but I know him.
And I know
that he wouldn't stand idly by and allow any of that to occur.
I agree with you 100% on everything you have just said. And so let me say, what the quote in the paper said was that I believed my council colleagues had gotten bad information. I did not say ever there was a conspiracy. That's a word you've used, because I think it basically is just either sloppiness and loose ends and people just not being strictly adherent to our process that's left us off road. That's different than like an intentional conspiracy. I think some of this was just handled poorly, but it's leading us to a really poor result and a company that's probably never going to want to do business in our parish again. And let me say this, because this is important. I met with each of my colleagues and our parish president in private, individually, to express my concerns this week and did that legwork. It was when I wasn't feeling like anyone else was concerned that I raised it to the AG, because if we had put out an illegal RFP, which likely could have happened Wednesday, that's where I thought the parish would be really in trouble.
Well, I know for a fact, Jennifer, that you have had issues with previous RFPs that you didn't think were appropriately handled, and I didn't recall you going with the scorched earth approach on this.
I don't recall that.
And work it out internally. I mean, I
tried.
I'm looking at a letter that you sent to the River Region Republican Women, where, you know, you're saying this deal is rotten, this deal stinks, this deal's this, this deal's that.
And do you think that's fair, given what I just said?
You make the comment. No, I don't, because I know that in order for this to be accomplished, it's going to require the meeting of the minds of multitudes of people to be able to get to where this is, and I just don't see that happening.
Or just sloppiness.
And not to belabor the point, but I said it once. I know your son-in-law is a quality lawyer. Your stepson, he's a quality lawyer, and he's on that committee. I don't see that happening. The council has representation on that committee, and the committee is the one.
Please don't say, though, that I'm alleging a meeting of the minds. I'm saying this process was so shabby, so mishandled, that the result was obviously going to be the bad one we got. I am not alleging conspiracy. I am not alleging a meeting of the minds. I'm alleging an RFP that was sloppy from the beginning, that didn't have information, that then got allegedly tried to get fixed by inserting stuff out of midair into a contract that someone was hesitant to sign. That leads to an alleged impasse, and then that's the grounds they need to go back to the original vendor we had. I'm strictly saying this process was messy.
Jennifer, you can characterize it all you want, okay? And I'm just going to be honest with you. When you start out,
yes, sir,
Republican women, when the fix is in, we the taxpayers pay the price. That is not a connotation of sloppiness. That is an intentional act. When the fix is in, requires intentionality. Maybe you didn't wordsmith. Maybe you didn't work. When the fix is in, you don't think it requires intentionality? I mean, come on.
This process drove a result that didn't serve our taxpayers well, because now we have a company that hasn't given us more money since 2016, and we ran away a company offering 81% more revenue. I think something's wrong with that process, respectfully.
Well, the process is the one that brought it up, right? And to rebid it, and what you're saying is this goes all the way back to 2016 that it wasn't.
I'm just saying at this point, when we publicly put it out for competition and a new competitor came in, it seems like all of these mistakes ran off a good competitor. I don't know how to account for that. Fairly, I do not know how to account for that. But I know there's a problem with the process, and it's our jobs together to put our feelings aside and really focus on what went wrong here so this doesn't happen again. Because we've all lost revenue for a transit department that's going to hit a fiscal cliff. We need to set aside our feelings and work on fixing this process so that it is more fine-tuned for our future.
And you think a mistake or sloppiness is analogous to the fix is in, is what you're saying?
I think I was saying my antenna are up and we're going to get a bad result. And we did.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Appreciate your time and your insight, as always.
I very much appreciate your time as well.
Jennifer Van Ranken, Jefferson Parish Councilwoman at Large. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app